Your whole life you've been told more output is from more input. More time on something equals more results. But what if I told you that this one book completely destroys that notion and helped me go from a podcast with zero subscribers and zero dream guests to over 3 million views across all social media platforms, 40,000 monthly listeners on YouTube, and some of my absolute dream guests, including SpaceX co-founder Jim Cantrell, which is getting 30,000 views and counting and increasing every single day. And from using these tactics in this book, you will be able to get the same results for your podcast. This is the 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss, and today I'm going to show you the 3 key lessons I've used from this book that's helped me grow the podcast of my dreams so you can do the same yourself. Number one, the 80-20 principle. So in 1896, Italian economist Pareto was in his garden and he was tending his peas. And what he noticed was remarkable. He noticed 20% of his pea plants produced 80% of his peas. But this insight wasn't just applicable to his garden and his pea plants. It is applicable to everything in life. It's a fundamental law and phenomenon of the universe. And it is called the power law, the Pareto principle, or the 80-20 principle. Basically, what it means is 20% of your input results in 80% of your output. Over, 1% or 5% or 20% of people in the world own 80% of the wealth or more. The top 20% own over 80% of the land. 20% of the cities are home to 80% of the country's population, and 20% of the tasks you do every day leads to 80% of your desired results. Let me give you an example. So, one video on social media that I clipped from my podcast generated me 2 million views across TikTok and Instagram. That was like, at the time, 99.9% of my total views on those social medias from one video. And I post at least 3 clips a day. So that's like 0.1% of my content generated me 99% of my views and my engagement and my followers. This is also applicable to my full-length podcast episodes and yours as well. For example, my episode with SpaceX co-founder Jim Cantrell gathered me over 30,000 or 40,000 views and counting. It's still increasing. Again, that's over 90% of my total views, and I've released 26 episodes so far. One video, 90% of my views, my subscribers, my engagement. Now, what action can we take now we know what the 80-20 principle is? Look at your content. Look at the work you do every single day. What one piece of content, what one task or what few tasks result in 80%+ of your desired results? So let's use content as an example, as it's really easy to track. Just go on your analytics on YouTube or Spotify or TikTok or Instagram, and you'll see that one or two videos have got you over 80% of your views. Now, what do? We look at that video. We see how that video was different compared to the other videos, how that podcast episode was different compared to the other videos. Maybe the guest was more credible. Maybe the title you used had some famous names in it or was super engaging or had this one word different to your other episodes, and your thumbnail was that slightly bit engaging, more engaging. You know, the text was slightly better and more applicable to the hook of the video, or the hook of your short form content was super attention grabbing. And then what the guest said in response to that was super controversial, but also confirmed people's beliefs. These are all things that is the case for my content that has blown up, my 80-20 content, the 1% of my content that's got 80%, 99% of my engagement and views and followers and audience. Then what we do is we try and do more of that from now on. We do post more of that style content. We get similar guests on. We talk about similar topics, or we ask similar questions, or we post similar length videos, stuff like that. Basically, just try and repeat what works and not repeat the 80% of videos that only get me 20% or get you 20% of your desired results, your podcast views, your audience, et cetera, et cetera. So that's some action you need to take. Go onto your analytics, see what videos have performed the best, copy those videos. So the next task that I do every single day is batching. Batching is doing similar tasks all in one go. Example, if you need to repurpose all of your podcast clips, don't do one a day. Don't do one repurposing per, you know, snippet or video. Do all of them at once. Do a week's worth of repurposing all in half a day or one day. So if you record some solo videos like I am, and you also record some guest episodes, try and turn them into clips all on the same day. Why is this important? Why should we do this? Because the brain loses focus, loses attention, kills productivity the more different tasks it does. Task switching kills your productivity. So if you can do similar tasks all in one big chunk, then your productivity will increase. You'll get more results and get more work done in less time. That is called batching. So if you're doing a podcast and you need to edit an episode, don't do 20 minutes here and then 20 minutes on Friday. Edit it all at once and then schedule it all at once on every single platform, and then repurpose all of it at once, and then create all the promotional material at once, create the title and thumbnail all at once, the video descriptions all in one go, all in half a day. And then you'll be sat like this for the rest of the week, because that's the episode done for the week. Imagine if you did them different tasks every other day. How much more or less, how much less episodes would get posted? You'd post so infrequently. So what I do is I try and get everything done to do with that episode in one go. So I will create the title, the thumbnail, I'll edit it, I'll repurpose it, I'll schedule it, I'll schedule all the promotional material for it all in one day. That allows me to focus on other things for the rest of the week, like preparing and recording new episodes, et cetera, et cetera. So it's such a good task to do. It will increase your focus and it will increase your productivity. And as an example, right now, I'm recording the entire week's worth, all three long solo videos for my second channel, which you're watching right now, all on the same day, all on Monday. And then I'll schedule them all today and I'll edit them all today and I'll repurpose all of them today as well. That allows me to focus on the guest-based podcast and the guest episodes and other things for the rest of the week. It's an absolute no-brainer. So do similar tasks in the same chunk, in the same day, your brain will thank. So the next one is Parkinson's Law. Work expands to fill the time allocated to it. If you have a month to write that essay, it will take you a month. If you have 2 weeks to edit that podcast, it will take 2 weeks. But if you have 2 hours to edit that podcast, it will take 2 hours. So what you need to do is, so what I do is I set a deadline for when I need to post the episodes. So for example, for the guest episodes, every Monday and Friday, I need to post a guest episode. That means I only have, you know, half a day or a day to do it at a time, because I'm doing other things during the week. And when I'm sat down and doing that task, I put a 2 hour or 3 hour timer on, which means I'm racing towards that deadline to get it done. I'm not rushing it, because if it takes a bit longer, that's okay. But because there's a timer, because there's a deadline, I keep my focus. I keep my attention. I do it at a fast rate. I don't get distracted. I don't start going on my phone. I don't, you know, get up and do other things. I'm just focused on that task because there's a time limit on me. Deadlines defeat procrastination. If you set deadlines, you will get the work done in that time. Use Parkinson's Law to your advantage rather than to your disadvantage. Don't set the podcast schedule or the time it takes for you to edit the podcast in a month's time, because it will take you a month. You'll forget about it, and then the day before, you'll do it. Set it today for 3 hours and you'll get it done today in 3 hours. I had 15 minutes, for example, to write this video script. I have today to record and edit all of this week's solo videos, and I have done this for the last few weeks and the last few months, including with the guest episodes, and it's allowed me to record and post 3 solo episodes and 2 guest episodes a week, and all the other repurposed content that filters down from that and has allowed me to post super consistently, because I set time limits of how much I need to do in a certain amount of time. If you want to do tasks in 10% of the time, then this is how you do it. If you want to post more episodes a week, this is how you do it. You set a timer and you do it for that long, and then you get it out there and you repeat. Your output will increase. You'll record more episodes in less time, and you'll get results and grow your audience faster. So here are the actions you need to take from this video and from the 4-hour work week to increase your show and become a pro podcaster today. So the first action is look at one piece of content which has got you over 80% of your views, and then just copy that content. Very simple. Repeat that process, and as the more you do that, the better your content will become. Do that for your shorts and your full-length episodes. Second is batch similar tasks like editing and scheduling all together. Do it all at once. You'll be able to do it way quicker and have more time to focus on recording episodes, prepping episodes, and learning about podcasting and growing your show. Then set deadlines and timers by leveraging Parkinson's Law to get tasks done. You'll record more and post more in a shorter amount of time because you'll have that deadline looming over your head, and that'll stop you from procrastinating. Remember, deadlines defeat procrastination. Set the 3-hour timer and get it done. So that's the lessons from the 4-hour work week that you need to use yourself and that I've used to grow your podcast. If you want to check out my podcast, it's on my second channel, by the way. And if you want a step-by-step process and blueprint of how to go from 0 subscribers and no podcasts to your own pro show where you can secure dream guests, gather over 3 million views, and keep posting every single week like I have and continue to have, and you want my free AI email templates as part of the course, and also join a community of ambitious podcasters who want to grow their own show and become pro podcasters who can support and help you, and join me on a weekly live call where I go for your show and give you personalized feedback to help you grow your show faster and really take podcasting seriously. Check out the first link in the description for my Pro Remote Podcast Blueprint, and I'll hopefully see you there. Goodbye.